I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Twisted Todd. Last week, got to talk to the bass player from Shinedown, Eric Bass. And, you know, we did a Zoom video for it, and I ended up posting the video up on YouTube. But you know what? Wanted to do something fun with the audio and get it put up on the Planet website. So here it is, the interview, or the audio from the interview, right here for your listening pleasure.
There we go.
There it is. I had to hit all the buttons.
Oh, yeah. I know it. This is weird. I was just coming on where we're recording this thing. So as soon as I fired it off, I started talking. And I'm like, well, you know, nobody else is seeing this right now. So I'm essentially talking to myself.
Yeah.
Post it up later. It's like I've been on Zoom meetings before, but I've never hosted one. So I had no idea how the hell this would work out.
Oh, yeah. It's interesting when you're responsible for it. I've had to do that a couple of times recently. And I'm you know, mildly tech, not even tech savvy. I'm mildly tech tolerant. Let's put it that way. You know, so...
Most of us guys here in our 40s usually are that way. I mean, we've learned to roll with it, and you know, that's just how that goes.
Yeah, man, we just, you know, we're born in the 70s, man. You know, what you gonna do, you know?
Yep, I was born I was actually just looking, you were 74, I'm a 76er.
There you go, man. So we know how it is to have to run home when you think you're in trouble and take all the phones off the hook in the house so nobody can call.
Absolutely.
You know.
And of course, the other thing we have in common, both born in the Carolinas.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Still live there. I still live in Johns Island in Charleston. So,
absolutely, man. That's awesome. You know, it's funny. Back when Shinedown was still looking for a bass player, I used to nag our Atlantic rep, Allie, at the time. And I used to be like, hey, they should get me to play bass. And I was always joking. I was like, yeah, it's not like they're going to hire a guy from Carolina. And voila.
See, man, see what happens. You should have been more persistent, man. The roles could be reversed right now.
That'd be crazy. But, you know, got the album coming out here, 3 weeks from Friday?
Yeah.
And this is the second album actually recorded in a row in Charleston now.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And we recorded other songs there. Like I produced Diamond Eyes and Cut the Cord. Both of those were done in Charleston. But whole albums, you know, Attention, Attention and Now Planet Zero, both done in, I had my studio that I had for years was on James Island. So out near Folly Beach. Some of your listeners know where that is. I had that for 15 years, and we did, you know, Cut the Cord and Diamond Eyes, and all the iTunes acoustic sessions were done there. And again, all of Attention, Attention. And then when my wife and I moved out to Johns, we had a piece of property, and we're like, let's just put the studio out here. So this was the first record done in the new studio. So.
Nice. Is that where you are right now? Or, well, I guess you had to fly out the other day.
I'm in Spokane, Washington right now. Nice. So we're starting the tour here in a couple of days and getting rehearsals done. We're bringing the biggest show we've done, man. Very different stage setup from anything anybody's seen from us. And, you know, we always try to give the people an experience, something different every time they come to a Shinedown show. So kudos to Zach and Brent. They're the live show geniuses. You know, my contribution ends with music and records. So you know, I'm glad we have people in the band who also are visually inclined to help this stuff come to life. So
right. And I'm very excited. You know, it's crazy, the week you guys are coming, it's almost like the 80s all over again. It's like Greenville's in that unique spot. Well, I mean, I'm sure, as you know,
yep.
You got Atlanta, you know, down here, you got Charleston, you got Charlotte up there.
Yep.
So it's like, usually shows go to one or the other, but like in the 80s, man, like my first concert was Metallica back in 89. So
yeah, man, I remember that. Actually, I remember that whole thing. So what a great time, right?
Absolutely. Well, the week you guys are coming, 2 days before you're in Greenville, freaking Megadeth, Lamb of God, Trivium, and In Flames are there. And then it's like 2 days later, there's you guys. The same night you guys are in town, which was, this was tearing me, but I'm definitely making out to that show instead. Tom Segura is going to be at the Peace Center.
Tom Segura's my boy, man. I'm going to make him come out at the show. I'm going to figure out some way to get him out there.
Right.
I didn't know that, man. Like, that guy, I don't know if there's anybody funnier than him right now. Like,
dude, honestly, Disgraceful is probably my favorite stand-up right now.
Yeah, man.
Me and my wife, we've just got done, you know, binging some show. We're like, what are we going to watch now? Oh, I can't think. Something other show's about to start. How about we just watch Disgraceful and we'll just sit there and crack up, man. I love it.
I tell you what, man, it's I watch the, you know, Your Mom's House podcast a lot. And, you know, you talk about like, you know, he and his wife, Christina P is his wife, for anybody who doesn't know, she's also a brilliant comedian. And the two of them sitting there talking to each other, you talk about like no F's given whatsoever about anything, man. That's what I love, man. It's like they take chances. He says uncomfortable things and it's funny. And you know, his delivery is just ridiculous, man. I love it. So I didn't know that. I'm going to figure that one out. We might have to, I don't know. Maybe we're on at the same time. That would kind of suck, you know?
Yeah, I know. Right? Well, being a comedy show, his will probably start a little earlier. So you might be able to pull that off.
Yeah, man. I think I'm going to work on that one. We had Bert Kreischer was out at a show recently. And we're good friends with Chris Porter, who's a brilliant comedian. He's always around. And Brad Williams. And, you know, we all love comedy. Like everybody in the band is way into comedy. So, yeah, I'm gonna have to try to swing that one somehow. So,
yeah, that's good. It's gonna be a killer week. Exactly a week after you guys are gonna be there. We got the Breaking Benjamin and Seether tour dropping through. I'm just like, seriously, is it the 80s all over again? And I guess I could thank COVID because now everybody's coming out of the woodwork and everybody's wanting to make up for lost time.
Yeah, lost time and lost money. Like everybody's like, let's go, man.
Yep, which is also why it's like so many people have albums out right now. It's like, what the hell are you gonna do if you're sitting there in a quarantine? Write music.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's kind of what we did. You know, I did a record of my own material that's not out yet. It'll be out. I'll put it out in the next year or so, probably. But you know, I did that, and then we went right into writing this record, and you know, it was a very creative time. I built a recording studio. Like it was just no stopping. And yeah, that I think that was what kept us going as a band, because we just stayed busy creating rather than, you know, Atlas Falls, we put that out for direct relief for charity. You know, that whole campaign, it was just what can we do to not stop? And not so much for the brand or anything, but just for our sanity. You know, it's like if we can't leave really where we are, then let's make the most of it and try to be as prolific as we can and try to create as much as we can. But we actually recorded 24 songs for this record, you know, of which 13 songs are on the record. But you know, we'd never recorded 24 songs for a record. You know, it's just like let's be as busy as we can be, you know.
Right. So is it going to be like a deluxe edition, or you think some of it's going to make it to another record?
No, we never do that. Like if it didn't make it on this record, nobody will really ever hear it. I mean, Atlas Falls was actually an outlier with that, because that song was recorded and produced for Amaryllis. So that song had been sitting just not getting used for years and years. And we finally found it raised its hand in this moment. It was like, wow, what a perfect song for what we're going through.
And that's a few albums ago.
Yeah. And so we have stuff like that everywhere. Like we have songs that we don't ever want to, you know, we actually had this conversation with this record. We had a few things left over from Attention. And I was like, well, do we want to finish these? And I was like, no, let's just start from scratch, because you're a different person. You're in a different place. When you start a record, you know, you have different things you want to say. Or maybe you want to say the same things, but you're more mature and you want to say them differently. And so, you know, we just start from scratch. And so we have a lot of wreckage left, B-side wreckage left on the ground. We've talked in the past about maybe, because we're never going to do a greatest hits record. That's just not going to happen. We feel like, and this is just us, we feel like if you do a greatest hits record, you're cashing it in. Like we're done, you know, this is the best we've got. And we'd rather keep moving forward and creating new music than rehashing old music. Right. And so we were like, but in lieu of a greatest hits, maybe one day we'll do a B-sides or something, you know, because just stuff that no one's ever heard, you know, that's sitting around.
Those to me are more interesting than, like, you know, greatest hits albums. I mean, greatest hits albums, and I'll admit I have a fair amount of them, because for me, that's for bands that I'm like, well, I don't love them as much to have their whole catalog, but I'll get their greatest hits record. And it's like, man, you know, just.
Yeah, and you know, what do you get on a greatest hits record? Well, you'll get the remastered versions of the same songs, or maybe there's you know, another song at the end that's a remix or a remake, or it just seems like, to me and to Brent and to the rest of the band, it's like a death knell in a way of just, we don't have any, we're out of gas, we don't have anything left. And I'm not saying the bands that do that are like that. I'm saying for us, in our minds, that's the way we think about it for our band is, you know, the day that Shinedown, unless it's out of our control for some reason, but
is Atlantic here?
I mean, that would be in our control. You know, right. Of course we have a say so. In fact, we've been asked many times, and it's just not something we're interested in, because we feel like it's just that's your resignation of, you know, that's it, you know, and we have so much more to say and so much more to do. I mean, I'm already thinking about the next record, and we just finished this one. It was the same thing on the last record. I was thinking about what this record was going to be at the end of the last one. So,
well, it's great you guys kept busy, man, because, you know, music is an escape from reality, you know, and when you're going through a trying time that's actually shutting everything down, man, it's just, it's almost like, how can I say it? Like, you know, when you take a hose pipe and you bend that thing and that pressure builds, man, you let that out, it's going to, you know, just all this creativity's coming.
Yeah, man, it is that. And again, I think everyone, you know, for the first time in my lifetime and in your lifetime, I think the world has a shared experience. The whole world has a shared experience and not a pleasant one. And, you know, I think everyone could kind of feel the world shifting a bit, you know, and it was very uncomfortable. It was an uncomfortable feeling. And I think that, you know, you could sit around and stew about it and think about it, or you could get busy on something. And that is one place where creatives were lucky, I think, during this pandemic. I mean, we as creatives, we all tend to have some sort of mental thing, you know, it's depression or addiction or whatever. And you can challenge, you can channel that one of two ways. In a situation like that, you can let it, you know, you can let it bring you down to a place you don't want to be, or you can use it to channel the creativity that comes from all of, you know, that thing in your brain and everything going on around you into something positive and into something, you know, hopefully beautiful at the end. So, you know, it's just not in our, it's not in my DNA to stop. It's not in Brent's DNA to stop, Zach or Barry. And you know, we just work straight through. You know, we'll work straight through the whole thing. So,
right. And from what I hear, Planet Zero is going to be kind of tackling some stuff that, you know, is probably, I guess, as a result of all this, that, you know, just a way of expressing what all's happened.
Yeah. I mean, we're very, at least I'll speak for myself. I'm a very centrist person politically. I vastly disagree with things on both sides, you know,
and me too.
Yeah. But one thing that I've seen happening is those entities kind of using, you know, never let a crisis go to waste. And they've used this to kind of clamp down on certain things, and not just government, people as well. The song Planet Zero is about the, you know, for lack of a better term, cancel culture. I know it's a played out term, but I can't really find a better term for it than that. And, you know, like, if we don't stop shutting down conversations with people whom we disagree, we should be able to have uncomfortable conversations with people with whom we disagree on something, and not, you know, if the way I see it is if your point is so good, then you shouldn't be worried about hearing an opposing point, because you should be able to, it should be able to hold up on its own. Right. And it's a weak move to shut someone's voice down if you don't agree with them. And so, if that becomes something that's commonplace, then in the future, you know, we could be living in a place like Planet Zero. And that's kind of what it's a look in that direction of a potential place we could end up, you know, if we, you know, if we don't stop shutting each other down, because, you know, if you don't think that the politicians and people in power are paying attention, aren't paying attention to how people react to that, you know, people are, you know, all you have to do is tell them they shouldn't say that and they'll shut up, or threaten them and they'll be quiet, you know, and then you end up with a maybe an overreaching government that is in the cancel culture business, you know, and that's just dangerous. And so that's one of the things we talk about. We talk about a lot of issues, and there's also a lot of hope on this record. There's a lot of beauty. There's a lot of beauty of the human spirit on this record as well. And talking about what we've dealt with and how we've overcome it, or you know, how united we all became during this time. So there's a lot of that too. It's not this super cynical record, you know. It's basically just a warning. I feel like the overarching you know, what we're trying to say in a broader sense is, you know, that if we don't become better human beings and become better human beings to each other, right, and also stop being so tribal in our politics, amongst other things, and become more united, that we could end up in a really bad place that we don't want to be. So right.
Exactly. And that's the thing, man. We just got to get more united, and, you know, people get so divided. And that's why I don't speak up much on politics. I'm just like, man, people get way too heated about stuff like
yeah.
that. But it's
again, good. Yeah. I mean, I will challenge everyone listening to this to not be scared to have what I call uncomfortable conversations with people, you know, and I learned so much from other people who I disagree with.
Right.
You know, the more conversations I have with people who I think I disagree with, I should say, right? I learn something from them every time. So, and a lot of the time, it's something I didn't know, or a viewpoint that I didn't realize, or I hadn't thought about. And sometimes what I learned from them is that no, I'm right, you know, but that's important, because if you get too married to one thing, and you forget how to think critically for yourself, and you just parrot whatever you see on the news or whatever you see on a podcast, and you don't do any research, and you become tribal, and you become tribal in your beliefs that my team is right and your team is wrong, you're going to shrink your mind, you're going to shrink your world, and you're going to shrink your existence into a very small point. And the world is so much more broad than that. And, you know, there's truth everywhere, but there's only the truth in one place, you know, and you have to look for the truth. And that comes from sometimes abandoning your beliefs that you've held for a long time, because the things that you believed, you find out maybe aren't what you thought they were. So it's really an important thing. I feel I'm learning every day. I'm not great at it sometimes. You know, I have a tendency to go to see someone that's maybe said or done things that I don't like in the past, and just kind of, you know, shut them down in my mind a little bit. And then I have to remind myself what I'm preaching here, you know, and give them a chance and listen to what other people have to say. So that is, in essence, that's Planet Zero. That's what it's about.
Awesome, man. I try my best not to do that either. The only time I do kind of shelter myself from people is not just because of their viewpoints, but just people that spew off a lot of negativity. Mm-hmm. I just have to kind of fly back. I don't even watch a lot of news, because I'm like, I'll watch what I need to and just keep right on going, man, because there's so much negativity that can come in.
You know, I've found recently that I enjoy is Russell Brand. He's very liberal in his social views, very liberal in his, he's like a classic, he thinks in a classic liberal way. But he also holds some, you know, when it comes to politics right now, he seems to call out the bullshit of the people in charge. And it's refreshing, man, to hear, because he enters into everything going, I could be wrong. Let me know if I'm wrong in the comments. You know, he generally seems like he wants to learn but, you know, he's against, you know, corporate corruption and political corruption and, you know, big business being tied to corporation or big business being tied to politics and to governments and the things that take the voice away from you and I, So I enjoy him as well. If anybody hasn't checked out his stuff, they should. It's very down the middle. You know, it's not, you know, he'll call out the Trump administration when they were, you know, when they were in charge, and now he calls out the Biden administration. It's not about sides. You know, it's about trying to find the truth. And I enjoy that, man. So, you know, that makes me feel, it's done from a positive place.
Right.
You know, it's not doom and gloom, you know, which is nice. Like, to your point, like if you watch network news or some, you know, certain podcasts, you know, it's like, oh man, you know, I can't handle much more of this, you know? So,
it just made me think of my favorite bumper sticker, man. Mines are like parachutes. They only work when they're open.
Yeah, that's it, man. You know, and again, you know, we're only really, as far as I'm, and this is going to sound very woo-woo, maybe it is, but we're only really charged with one thing on this planet, and that's to love everyone here. You don't have to like what someone's opinion is. You don't have to agree with them. You don't necessarily have to like them, you know, but if you enter into every interaction with somebody with love and trying to understand them, trying to understand a different perspective, someone from a different background than you, and really, really approach everyone from a place of love and understanding, you know, you will find that your life changes, and you change the lives of people around you. And I feel like that's what, at least I feel like I'm charged with that here, you know, and it doesn't matter. I don't care if you are the CEO of a giant corporation or you are, you know, homeless. I don't care about your titles. I don't care about that stuff. I care who you are as a human, and going into each interaction with people with love and without preconceived notions of who they are or anything like that, you know? So.
Right. Absolutely, man. Dude, I'm very much looking forward to the record.
Thank you.
It's only 3 weeks away, ready to check it all out and just ready to see, post-COVID Shinedown and.
Yeah, man. Well, we played some shows. We've done a couple of tours. It's been a blast, man. It's been a blast seeing the world open back up, and you know, can't wait to play a home state show for me. So this will be a lot of fun.
Absolutely, man. Well, dude, look forward to seeing you. Hopefully, we'll get to. Well, I don't know what kind of backstage area is going to be looking like, but we'll see.
Yeah, we're easy, man. I'll see you there.
All right, sounds good, brother.
All right, brother. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
Thank you so much for doing this, man.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
All right, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.